What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Yeah, Friday. We see you Friday. Let's do this thing. Next stop, the weekend. What's up? Grant and Danny on the Fan, taking you up to 6:30 to round out your week here live and local in the DMV on your flagship home for the Nats and the Caps. And speaking of the Nats, skipper Davey Martinez is on the show in about 25 minutes, live from West Palm Beach in spring training. We've got a lot to ask Davey about, but if you want us to ask questions that you've got to the manager of the Nats, you can hit us up either on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube chat, or you can always get to us at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny on Twitter. It'll be our first interview with Davey since the end of last baseball season.
Yeah, man, can't wait for that. I'm pumped to talk to the skipper. It'll be good to kind of get me out of this slump. It's been a tough week for your guys here on the old radio. Grant's had an illness. He's been in and out, first day back in the studio since Monday. Today, I mean, I've had all sorts of stuff happen. No one cares. I'll just tell you this. I got in about 30 minutes late today because I saw Grant this morning. We actually checked in at Co-Pair, friends over at Co-Pair there, not far from Tyson's Corner.
And Shout out to Co-Pair, by the way.
Yeah, they're great.
Your boy is now down over 20 pounds.
My man.
Yes.
I didn't realize that. First of all, that's awesome.
Thank you.
I had my first check-in, pumped to get going, right? Got my food, got everything set up, ready to go. And that was this morning, went back home, doing stuff, baby, everything else, life, et cetera. And, plugged in the GPS to get ready to go here. I check every day, see what traffic's like. I take different routes, depending. Well, somehow, because my brain isn't working, I plugged in the last place I went. Not my work, but Co-Pair. So when it's time to go to work, I'm driving up to Tyson's Corner. I'm getting off on Leesburg Pike, turning around, get to the parking lot. And I said, this isn't my office. So, nice little 30 minutes late today. Bit of a slump. It'll be good to have Davey help me break out of it.
Well, we are glad that you're here.
I made it.
Even by your standards, that one's tough.
That's a bad one. You went to the place this morning.
Mm-hmm. It's not a place you normally go to very often. You're driving back there in the afternoon for what reason? There's a bit that, behind the scenes, if I could let you in on a little bit,
mm-hmm.
of like Danny always has some foible right before he comes to work. And he'll text us and be like, oh, my God, guys, there's a tiger in my yard.
You guys are not going to believe it.
And there's always,
tigers love cinnamon.
So there's always, like, some random thing. And he'll roughly be here at about the same time. But he always sends some text, and we're always like, dude, you're going to be fine. Relax.
Yeah, there's always something.
Deep breaths, like, whatever anxiety you're feeling. Nobody's upset. Just, we'll see you when we see you. But it's like the 1256 text or whatever, where it's like, I'm making something up, but like one time you said like, you guys aren't going to believe this, but there's six birds in my car. I can't leave till I get them out. Today you drove to a place you shouldn't have driven to.
Just 20 minutes the opposite direction. That's all I did today.
That's on the
what you guys do. Yeah. I mean, and normally when we're on location, I have to have people remind me specifically, do not go to the studio, stupid.
But we're not on location.
Yeah, I know. And we're not, we're here. And so it's even beyond that, whatever that is. Again, I'm operating at probably, You know, like over years, a battery is just the max capacity of the battery just wears down.
Of course.
You can't get to 100 anymore. Now max charge is 75, and then your phone will only charge to 50, then it's gone in a second. I'm probably operating at 25% capacity right now, given the week, given everything that's happened. So I think that's a symptom of that. Not an excuse, it's just what happened.
We might combine to be at 100%.
Ooh, if that.
Because I'm feeling 75 to 80 or so.
If you've got 75, let's do a show.
The antibiotics have gotten me back to being able to come to work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm giving you 97 on the black today. We're going to do what we can do.
Still got
to
get outs.
We do have Rod Stewart tickets to give away at Meriwether. We are doing that at 4 o'clock ahead of the Beltway Blitz. So make sure you're listening at that time. And in the back nine of the show, I'm actually really pumped about this. So I was reading a bunch of stories about the big meeting that had taken place last night. A bunch of the folks that live over by RFK met with the mayor and Ward 7 council member, and they had a conversation about the possibility of a new stadium and whether they wanted it or not. Ebony Payne is the commissioner of basically like the neighborhood committee. Mm-hmm. And she's going to come on the show at 5 o'clock to talk about whether or not hyperlocally that stadium is something they want. I will tell you that there's a poll that just came out that says about 2/3 of people do not want that stadium. So, number one, why not? And number two, does that matter, respectfully? Is that something that's actually going to be a fly in the ointment? Or do the politicians say, yeah, you elect me, but this is actually more beneficial for me, and because of that, it's more beneficial for you, too. So we'll talk to Ebony Payne about that coming up today at 5 o'clock. I think you'll want to listen to that interview because it's directly deals with the future mm-hmm. of the RFK site in the stadium.
Yeah, it's kind of the running series of subplots to the big picture stuff for the local Washington 53, right? I mean, we're talking matters of football, as we should, after this incredible season just happened, and next moves via free agency, trade, draft, free agent, whatever. And this is sort of the biggest off-field thing for them to handle, the next big domino to fall, especially since Josh Harris more or less put the name thing to rest, right? So now this is it. And this is one of the things I kept saying, don't underestimate this. I still think it gets done because it's one of those a politician's going to grandstand and let everyone know how for the people they are and whatever else. And then, you know, sure enough, a developer will grease the wheel or, you know, money for this campaign or money for this pet cause. It's how politics works. I'm not criticizing anybody specifically, but I still think it happens. But my point is don't underestimate the obstacles or last minute curveballs.
And frankly, I am team underestimate. Because I think it's a formality. As soon as they got the land, there's just too many powerful people with too much money, both on the team and the city side, that want it to happen. And I think when you have those two things, will there be some ups and downs and ebbs and flows and some, you know, media stories that come out that make it look a little less likely along the way? Probably. I don't think it's going to be smooth. This is not a knife through butter, right? But it's going to happen. I think it's inevitable. It's you know, the regular season Kansas City Chiefs of 2024. I don't know what the score is going to be in the second or the third quarter. But when the final clock says zero, I think the Chiefs are going to have one more point, and I think the stadium is going to be at the RFK site. It's kind of how I'm seeing it. But we'll talk to Ebony today and see where she's at on this. Before we get into what a weird time this is for sports viewing at home, I should tell you happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, yes.
As someone that I spend so many hours with.
That's right, yeah.
And as someone who I think people assume I live with and do everything with.
They do.
Very odd, no matter where I'm at in America. Someone sees me. I'm on vacation in Florida. People are asking me, where's Danny? I don't know why.
So many states away.
He would be here. But happy Valentine's Day to you. As a show, we actually have some Valentines that we're going to be releasing on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter page, as well as on the Grant and Danny Facebook page that Darris is going to be posting. But our guy, Toby, behind the scenes, was very sharp with graphics.
He is good.
He's one of these guys that's skilled with things
mm-hmm.
In a way that you and I are not.
Correct.
And I think it's because of his youth. I think he grew up on computers and on the internet. Is that mm-hmm. fair to say, Toby, that you're one of these guys that you have a bunch of skills because as a member of Gen Z, like you've just been around it your whole life?
I mean, yes and no. Like, I didn't get my first phone until I was like 16. So it's not like I was just playing around with it when I was 8 years old, but I have general understanding of technology, I think, a little bit better because of my age and just everything kind of geared towards me. So I think that plays into it.
Yeah. Like, he and I competing would be like Batman going against Bane. Remember when Bane's like, you know, you adopted this technology. I was born in it. I was molded by it. Like there's a time in my life. I think now it's probably even sort of before internet and after. In fact, now it's probably a little bit more with after, but like there was a huge swath of my existence where it was the biggest deal in the world that our computer lab, I say that again, a computer lab at school, the place you'd go where the computers were, like someone could send an email to somebody else. And we could not believe that. Like the computer science professor and the other computer science teacher, like sent a hello, and then it popped up on the other guy's screen and we lost our minds. It was like the coolest thing I've ever seen. And now, of course, you know, Toby's making Valentine's on his cell phone.
Well, he's good at it.
Yes, he is.
And so we have decided, after he started playing around with some Valentine's themes today, that we would assign him with giving each of us a Valentine to make available for you guys, because you may not have gotten your wife or your husband, perhaps, a Valentine's Day card yet. And instead of having to stop by CVS on your way home or go to the store, if nothing else, we're givers on this show.
That's true, yeah.
And we want to give you guys the opportunity, by way of our Twitter account, 106.7 The Fan, and our Facebook account when we post these in a few minutes, the option of printing and cutting them out, and then you can just use that as your Valentine's Day gift. Do that. Maybe go stop and get a chocolate or something, and now you're good.
Now you're a hero. Now you're original.
So, Toby, why don't we start with Daris, if you don't mind. What is the Daris Dameron Valentine going to say? And by the way, they look very professional. They're wonderful. You'll see these on our accounts in mere moments. Mm-hmm. Toby, why don't you start with the Daris Valentine?
It says, with a beautiful picture of Daris Dameron in the bottom right corner, it says, I'll never be allergic to you.
I'll never be allergic to you.
Yeah.
Or peanuts, as we found out about recently. Now, can we get an update on that, by the way? Have you actually eaten all of the things that you're not allergic to yet? Or are you still very scared about those?
So I have consumed some seafood. I've consumed shrimp and crab.
Seen that in New Orleans a couple times?
Yeah, it's been awesome to be able to get back into that bucket. Peanuts, we have not traversed down that.
So all the peanut butter cups that me and so many listeners gave you, you didn't eat any of those?
My dad and my sister ate all those.
Okay.
I have peanuts with me. Would you like a peanut?
I don't really have much interest in the peanut itself.
Okay.
Peanut butter, I would be, is more along what I'm looking for.
No, it's not, actually, because you've had months to try it.
You've had a long time to try.
Given you an immense amount of peanut butter along the way.
Yeah.
And you have swatted it away like you were Alex Saar at the rim.
Yeah, he gets a lot of blocks, so I guess I would be on par. Yeah, that sounds right.
Daris Wembanyama.
You've blocked more people than I have on Twitter this week.
Here we go.
Huh?
Come on.
Daris, it is time, my friend. Do you have your EpiPen?
I don't. It's at home.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Two things about Daris. Yeah. One, he's not allergic to peanut butter yet, refuses to try it. And number two, hates carrying his EpiPen with him.
Oh, despises that.
Still allergic
that.
To a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want your EpiPen? Wherever I'm not, said Daris. Here's another Valentine we could do for Daris. I'll treat you better than I'll treat my EpiPen. Because I'll bring you places.
I won't forget you at home.
Yeah. There you go. I got another good one for Daris, Toby, if you want to work on this one. Daris. They call me dad. You can call me daddy.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Man, that is suggestive. That's implying you want some relations.
I don't know that we were doing edgy ones, Grant. I didn't know we were doing that.
I think we could do a little edgy. I think this is these are legal things to say on
the
radio.
Sure, yeah, fine by me.
You might not be the Texans, but I will secretly love you. Because, you know, Daris
actually loves the Texans,
More than he likes all the other teams.
Texans. Yeah. This is true, yeah.
We sleep on that.
Mm-hmm.
He was so excited anytime we saw a Texan on Radio Row. Commander, not so much.
Yeah, it's fine.
I was so steamed up to see Nico Collins.
I was like, there's Brian Robinson. He's like, oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's Will Anderson.
Did you know Will Anderson's here? Where
is he?
All of a sudden, he was Batman. Lastly, for Daris, I'm leaving the Madden League, looking for something else to stream.
Mm-mm-mm.
How about that?
Spicy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't kick you out of my Madden League, girl.
That's pretty good. Know? That's a good Valentine. So if you want a Daris Valentine, they will be available in short order.
That is very nice.
All right, Tobes. Clary is out today, so we'll just skip over him. Although I got to say, the material writes itself, right? Did you have any problems coming up with Clary Valentines?
No, matter of fact, I could have made as many Clary Valentines as the rest of us combined in about 30 minutes.
Tell the people what your favorite Clary Valentine was, please.
Colony Grill and Chill.
Amazing.
Colony Grill and Chill?
Amazing.
Pretty damn good.
Amazing.
Pretty good. All right, I'll go next. What do you got for me, Tobes?
Are you a fourth liner? Because I think I'm in love.
Yeah. That fits. Ooh, that fits.
I like it.
Are you Matt Hendricks?
Guys like that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you not going to be on the Capitals in a few months? Can I buy your sweater?
Are you going to stay below 10 points the whole year?
Right. If you're going to get 8 points this year, not be a defenseman, get scratched despite being healthy at least four times, and definitely not play next season, I'll buy your sweater.
Is your aspiration to be on the second line penalty kill?
Do we have any Valentines yet for Danny?
We've been working on one, and I think we've got a good one. I think we've got a winner.
Oh, Brands. Very good. We're ready to post this one on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter account and on the 106.7 The Fan Grant and Danny Facebook page.
We had to workshop some, but I think we settled on a winner. And it says, with a beautiful picture of Mr. Daniel Ruye, I'll be the commander of your heart.
Oh, damn it.
That's good.
You bastards.
I'll be the commander of your heart. There's a left hand up joke, I think, as well in there.
Sure.
But we're going to leave that one on the cutting room floor.
Okay.
Yeah.
That one stings a little bit.
That one we'll leave.
That stings a little
bit. How about when I'm not playing pickleball, I'm thinking of you?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How about I usually don't go around the posts on the first game with a new partner, but I'm making an exception with you.
Look at this. You're using ATPs. Look at you.
In fairness, Toby and I did Google.
You guys looked it up. I know.
Pickleball pickup lines?
Yeah. You're welcome in my kitchen.
Well, we were trying. That was one that we saw. Mm-hmm. We did. Another one I liked for you that we couldn't. What was the thing we were thinking, Toby? He played third base.
Yeah. Can we get to third base? Something along those lines.
We didn't know if it was known enough that you were a third baseman by trade.
Right.
But I think. Did I tell you I was a college baseball player?
Have I mentioned that a lot?
Like something like that.
I'd like to over-talk about you like I do my college career. Something like that. My Tuesday night pickup stats will be better with you. I don't know, something like that, maybe?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So anyway, we've got these are
good.
What's amazing about these is just how official and formal they look.
Yeah.
So you can go check them out on
these
socials.
You spend $1 million at CVS on an upticked Hallmark thing.
Right. You want to buy a $17 card that's pre-written and has nothing to do with your relationship? Or do you want to cut this out?
Yeah, all proceeds go to the Toby Altizer Fund, which is not a nonprofit, it's just Toby.
And there are no proceeds.
Right, that's my point, yeah.
Because they're pretty free, actually.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So have fun with those, and good work to Toby, for sure. It's too bad Clary's not here today.
That is true, by the way. Taking off on Valentine's Day? Does anyone have any questions about that?
Oh, I do. I got a lot of questions. Now, he's my buddy. I'm just pushing forward. He took off yesterday and today, the 13th and 14th of February. Now, when I said, wait a second, because I didn't know anything about this.
Mm-hmm.
I come back from being sick yesterday, and they're like, well, Clary's out. I was like, oh, no. I'm ready. I'm already starting the text. Buddy, did I get you sick? I'm sorry. They're like, no. He just took off today and tomorrow. And I was like, oh, okay. And I said, wait a second. It's Valentine's Day. I've never heard of anyone taking off for 2 days for Valentine's Day. But the claim, I believe, is he's helping someone move. So is someone moving internationally?
It's a two-day move? Are they moving to another nation?
They must have flown out last night.
Yeah.
And they must be flying back today, I'm guessing. Also, I've helped a lot of people move. That's normally a meet you at your place at like 9 or 10 in the morning thing. Maybe I could see you having to take off a day of work for somebody to move. Maybe. Even that's a little bit aggressive when you work afternoon, evening. Because you could always take a break or whatever. Like, I got a job, whatever. 2 days, man. Hmm. Valentine's Day for a guy who's just loves love like Clary does.
Yeah.
That would be my Valentine's Day card for Clary. I love love.
I love you like I love love. It's this 2 days around Valentine's Day is a little fillet of. You know what I mean? It's a little fishy. A little bit. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. The move cover may have been yesterday.
Yeah.
But what's today? What's today?
We're in a weird place,
yes,
sports-wise right now.
And on the show, too.
Definitely on the show over the last few minutes. Capitals on break. Four Nations has been amazing. Wizards on break. Nats don't exist yet.
Mm-hmm.
They're at spring training. Commanders season just ended. Last night, I watched a bunch of Four Nations international hockey. USA, for a night, I didn't hate the Kachucks. It felt so good. Watching the Kachuk brothers and not just seething, that was cool.
That was very enjoyable.
Four goals of USA's six, one of the coolest brother night accomplishments in sports I've ever seen. That was awesome, with USA across their chest. And I watched a little bit of NASCAR's ramp up to the Daytona 500 with their duels last night. That's where we are, man. I'm watching the duels ahead of the 500 because I think it looks awesome in high definition under the lights. And I'm watching Four Nations. Weird time in sports.
It's weird, man.
It happens very quickly after football. You sleep. We go from football like 4 days a week like that. I'm watching that Jones boy, Eric Jones, have a duel ripped out from under him because the caution flag came on.
Well, it's like when you open the door in space and there's a vacuum, just rips everything away until you can close it. Like, there's nothing. I went into this void. What happened? And we're speculating about, you know, crazy NFL offseason things, and there's just reports on rumors and rumors of reports, and nothing really substantial has happened or happening at this point other than the coaching carousel, which is now long over. So, yeah, I mean, we're in a very weird empty space, and a couple things are filling it. I'll tell you this. I told you this before the show. I didn't quite understand what this Four Nations thing was. I knew there were four countries playing. I didn't know the significance. I now don't care anymore. After last night, I'm in. Bring me tomorrow night against Team Canada, please.
Yeah, it's going to be a hell of a game. 8 p.m. tomorrow night for the U.S. and Canada. Canada's booing the Americans and the anthem, you know, before the game because it's being held in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And the awkwardness now, the tension between the two. Again, not getting into politics. We agree with you.
You're right.
But that's going to be an awesome game.
Yeah, man.
8 p.m. tomorrow night. Davey Martinez, the manager of the Nationals, joins us next right here on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Thank you for making the show part of your day. Who else would we rather be spending Valentine's Day talking to than the manager of the Washington Nationals live in West Palm Beach at spring training, Davey Martinez? Davey, we know your Valentine's Day wish is coming true as well. Being on the radio with your pals Grant and Danny, how are you?
It's a big, the big thing for you.
What's up, guys? I absolutely love it. Thank you for making my Valentine's Day special.
I think you're using the sarcasm font there, David, but always appreciate it. It's very early, day two or day. I can't remember what day it is, honestly. It's been so miserable up here, but just give me early feel, early vibe of camp.
Hey, it's been great, man. It's full of energy. I'm excited. These guys are came ready to go this year. Really, really has. I know it's pitchers and catchers camp, but honestly, we got about 20 position players down here already, so it's been a full day of working out and seeing some of these guys and reacquainting myself to some of the old guys, and some of the new guys as well.
Davey, I understand that you're not in the front office, right? But in some sense, I'm sure you're counseled on all of the big moves. Did what you guys get done this offseason in terms of player movement, who you brought in, money you spent, did it meet your expectations going into the offseason? Was it more or less than you thought?
No, hey, look, you know, we sit down, we have these meetings all winter long, we talk about some of the players that we want and some of the holes we need to fill. I think Mike and his guys did a great job. You know, we needed a first baseman. We made a trade. You know, we lost a good reliever, but we got an everyday first baseman that definitely is going to help us, and Nathaniel Lowe. We went out, we needed a DH. And we went out and got Josh Bell. And, you know, we all know him from the past, but I think he's going to help us as well. And two veteran guys that I really think I felt like we needed in our clubhouse as well with some of our young guys. They're definitely going to help our younger guys. So brought Trevor back, which was great. We got Jorge Lopez that's going to help us in the back end of the bullpen. I still think that we're still looking for some bullpen pieces. I know we're always looking, so you know, I think that might happen. But we're very excited of the guys that we have in camp so far.
Davey, what questions do you have? Be they, you know, playing time competition, roster competition, just things like that. What sort of things do you need to sit back and observe with you and your staff where you kind of go, that's TBD just yet. We're going to see who wins.
Hey, one thing about our camp is there's definitely opportunity, right? I mean, we're young. We're still young. We got a lot of guys that we had up last year that we think is going to help us this year. But then again, there's always these surprises out of spring training. So as I told these guys yesterday, there's plenty of opportunity here. So go down there and knock the door down, and let's see how this thing shapes up at the end of spring training.
Davey, I saw that C.J. Abrams was one of the first position players to report, which I thought was really cool. This is going to be a huge year for him. Obviously, you know, we haven't talked to him. A lot of people haven't since the end of last year where he got in some trouble and basically got sent to West Palm and wasn't able to finish the season with the team. How are you guys handling that at the start of the year? Did you have a sit-down, a meeting with him? Did that happen at the end of last year? And he's you're just all starting fresh? Like, where are we at with CJ on how last year ended?
You know, we talked when the incident happened, and, you know, we know we sent him out, but I reached out to him in the off season. And for me, it's a done deal. I mean, and for him as well. You know, it's a fresh start. I love the kid. I've always said that he's our starting shortstop. He's going to lead off for us. I'm excited about where he's at right now in camp. He's saying all the right things. He looks great. He put some pounds on the right way. I mean, He's definitely got a little bit bigger muscle-wise. So, but he looks really, really, really good. So, you know, I'm excited about what's to come with him. I mean, hey, we can't forget that he was an all-star last year. So this year, you know, my challenge to him is to be that all-star throughout the whole year. And I think he can do that.
He was one of those guys en route to the all-star appearance where he was a top probably 5, maybe 7 or 8 statistical player in baseball for like 2 of the months of the season and was an excellent player for about half the year. And it was almost month by month. I mean, it really staggering statistically the difference between when he was red hot and then when he wasn't, when he really, really struggled. How do you get that consistency out of him?
Yeah, you know, and that's part of youth. That's part of maturity. And I think right now, he's like I said, he's saying all the right things. His work has been great. He's really, you know, early in camp. I mean, he's really focused on staying in the middle of the field. Swing decisions, you know, that's going to be the key for him moving forward. You know, if we can get him consistent on swinging his strikes and being on time, man, this guy's going to put up some big numbers for us.
Davey Martinez with us here on Grant and Danny. Davey, that rotation, there are some names here, some staples now all of a sudden. Guys who ate some innings last year and young players kind of coming into their prime. By my count, there are 7 guys that might be competing for those 5 rotation spots. How do you see it right now and kind of what's to be determined?
Oh, yeah, we got you know, this to me, this is the first camp in a long time that we have depth. We really do. I mean, I'm looking at, you know, we possibly have 12 guys that could fill a void when something goes awry. But the guys that I had last year, I'm very proud of. You know, they knocked some unbelievable time up in the big leagues with us. You know, the Mitchell Parkers, the DJ Hurst, you know, Irvin with his first full year last year. I think McKenzie's in a great spot right now already. Maturity is definitely going to help those guys. It's all about consistency now, you know. So we saw some really bright spots last year with these guys. I think they're only going to get better, and so far they've looked really good.
Davey Martinez, Nats manager with us on Grant and Danny. We're mowing through some of the big storylines in camp. You mentioned adding an everyday first baseman. 29-year-old Nathaniel Lowe comes over in the trade from the Texas Rangers. Tell Nats fans about him.
Yeah, hey, when I say everyday first baseman, this guy is an everyday first baseman. He does not like taking time off. He wants to be out in the field every day. He's a gold glover. We know he's got a lot of upside. You know, he puts the ball in play. He's going to hit in the middle of our lineup somewhere. So I think we got a really, really, really good first baseman over not only offensively but defensively as well. And that's what we were looking for, somebody that could go over there and play some good defense. Because honestly, you know, when Joey was on the field last year for Gallo, he was a tremendous first baseman, and he helped our defense out tremendously. So we wanted that guy that could play really good defense, but also be able to, that professional hitter, be able to drive in some runs for us. And I think Nathaniel fit that role perfectly.
David, Kaber Ruiz had a pretty tough year last year. Just, you know, with the illness, losing some weight, just sort of never seemed to start stacking days and getting on track. Still had a bunch of plate appearances and caught a bunch of games. But what's kind of the key for him this year to sort of blossom into the guy we saw a couple years ago that was, you know, hitting 260 and change with 18 home runs and was doing an awful lot of good stuff? Seemed like he was, you know, on a pretty good path. What's he got to do to be different this year versus last?
Yeah, for me, it's try to get him going early, you know, and he's another guy that showed up here really, really early in camp. He was here mid-January and has been working. So one is to keep him healthy, but I think he's gonna have a big year for us. I really do. This guy, you know, to his own fault, when this guy swings, he puts everything in play, you know. And right now we're working on just another guy that needs to understand the strike zone a little bit better. When he gets the ball up in the zone and he gets the ball in the zone, he hits the ball really hard. So, you know, that's what's going to be our focus this spring.
Davey, Dylan Cruz still qualifies as a rookie. So he has a chance to win Rookie of the Year, which doesn't just mean something to him anymore, but the team obviously, if he did, would garner a first-round pick the following year, which would be a big, big deal. First, I want to know what you thought. You liked, you didn't, in his first 120 at-bats, stole 12 bases, hit 3 home runs, ended up hitting sub-220, but there was a lot of good in there for a guy who was in the big leagues just a year after being drafted. And then also, are you expecting that he will be in the opening day lineup at Nats Park?
Yeah, I definitely think he'll be all right field opening day. It's all on him and how he comes to spring training. Right now he looks good. Last year he got a taste of what it's like to play in the major leagues. I think he learned a lot about himself and the league. So like I said, part of it was to get him up here so he can have something to make adjustments on over the winter. He did that. He tweaked his swing a little bit, and he wants to be more on top of the baseball and get be on time all the time. So I think good things are happening to him. Look, it was by design, I think, a little bit to make sure that he was had an opportunity to be the rookie of the year this year, because I think he really can.
Davey, last year at spring training, when we talked to you, we talked to Mike Rizzo, you guys were very open about, you had a conversation with Luis Garcia. Like, dude, now or never, man. And he took it to heart and had a pretty damn good year. What's next for him?
Yeah, but, hey, I'll tell you now, the thing now is just about being consistent with him. I think he learned a lot as well, and he matured from the beginning of last year to the end of last year. The maturity level was insane. So hopefully he comes to spring training. I haven't seen him yet. He comes to spring training with the same mentality as he had it towards the end of last year. And he takes off from the beginning. But this guy hits the ball hard. He got better over at second base. I mean, he did all the right things. Base running was a lot better. He stole some bases for us. So I think this year, he's got a chance to put it all together.
We're covering a lot of ground with Davey Martinez, kind enough to hop on with us from West Palm Beach. Hopefully we'll be seeing him down there in the sun in Florida within the next month or so as we get down there as a show on Grant and Danny. Davey, I was just asking about Dylan Cruz. I want to go back to the outfield. So presumably then that means Jacob Young was one of the best defensive center fielders in baseball, was robbed of a gold glove last year. He would stay in center. Then you'd have James Wood in left and Dylan Cruz in right. Did you guys give any thought to moving Cruz to center and maybe add in some offense or some pop, in a corner in right? Or do you just like Young's glove that much that at 25 you'll see if you can get a little bit more out of the bat, but you need that defense up the middle?
Yeah, I really felt like the defense is important, especially with our young starting pitching. And I really do like Jacob. I think Jacob is going to hit a lot better this year, even though he didn't hit awful last year. But we need him to get on base a little bit more for us. But his defense, you're absolutely correct. I'm with you, man. He should have won Gold Glove hands down. So, but he's definitely a Gold Glover. He helps out in the outfield. We got big James Wood in left field, and Dylan's going to play right field. That's a pretty good outfit right there. I do believe that Dylan has an opportunity to win a Gold Glove himself. I mean, he's a student of the game. He understands the game. He's one guy where I'm watching throughout the game, and the way he moves out there and positioning and stuff has been great.
So you mentioned James Wood. Pretty sizable prospect, Davey, more ways than one. Obviously, he's like $6 million, and kind of the eyes of baseball were on him last year when he made his debut, held his own very well. What do you see from him? Is this leap time for him?
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think with just about being consistent with him, but with another guy that matured a lot, since we saw him day one, he put up some pretty good numbers for only having 300 at-bats in the major league, so... And he got better. Here's a guy that, never played left field until he got him to the big leagues. He worked every day diligently with Parra. And he definitely, towards the end of the year, he definitely got a lot better over there. So I'm looking for big things for him here. He's another guy that's going to hit in the top to the middle of our order as well. So, I'm expecting big things from him.
Davey, do you see third base with Tana, the left-handed bat, and Rosario, the right-handed bat, as a platoon? Or is Tana going to be the guy?
No, we want Tana to be the guy, but we bought Ahmed for that reason, man. I love Ahmed Rosario, what he brings. He's got a lot of energy. He can do a lot of different things, as a starter and as a role player. So, he crushes left-handed pitching. So he's going to get an opportunity to play a little bit as well, even second base as well. If we have to spell CJ for a day. He could pop over in center field as well. In shortstop as well. So he's a big addition to our club.
I don't ever remember you guys being this left-handed. And if you count switch hitters against righties, with Josh Bell back as your DH and K-Bert catching, it could be seven guys from the left side That's a good thing, but I know you also like to stagger it, left, right. Like, I'm thinking James Wood and Nathaniel Lowe, if they're hitting 3-4 against a lefty. Like, how much thought have you given that, and is there versatility enough for you in terms of right-handed bats?
Yeah, you know, hey, for me, it's nice to have those two switch hitters in a lineup, but it's also nice to have all those lefties against a good right-handed pitcher. So, and like I said, we could do some things mid-game if we need to, you know, as far as pinch hitting wise. But I like the way our lineup stacks up. You know, with Josh Bell, Lowe, Wood, even Louis Garcia hitting in the middle of the order, you know, towards the bottom as well. Those are some pretty good left-hand hitters.
Dave, you obviously know games are played for a while. You got spring training and then opening day for a while. But just play a hypothetical with me. You got a one-run lead in the ninth. You're calling to the bullpen. Who's coming in to close the game?
Right now, it all depends who we're facing.
Love it.
I mean, season that way, though,
yeah,
Dave?
Are you comfortable that way?
A closer and you just kind of have guys?
Like I said, we're still out there searching, you know. But, hey, look, I think we're capable of covering the ninth inning with the guys we got. Look, we brought in Lopez, Ferrer, you know, who I gave him a little taste a couple times at saving some games. You know, we have Law, who did really well. You know, we used him a lot last year, you know, for a multiple inning guy, but he's a guy that's more than capable of coming in, you know, if we need him in the eighth and ninth inning as well. So I think we're capable of covering. With that being said, I know that, you know, Riz and the guys upstairs, they're always looking to add, you know. So, you know, who knows? I mean, we may add somebody else before this is all over.
Yeah, Ferrer's got nasty stuff. Just
he's
25.
Filthy.
And he's nasty. He's nasty already in camp.
Yeah, I mean, he's upper 90s from the left side. Like, that's filth.
Yeah.
Brixey's the real deal. Got to see him a bunch in the minor leagues, and obviously his health's the question. But, you know, he's not even 26. He could throw the ball. So, yeah, you got some internal options, too. Last one, we'll let you out on this. Now, I don't know if you've been brushing up on your Japanese at all, but you guys finally, for the first time organizationally, have dipped into the talent in over there in Japan, and you've brought over, I'm going to try this one, Shinosuke Ogasawara. Did I get it?
Ogasawara, you got it.
Let's go. I mean, so when you're having meetings with him, is there a translator? Or you already you did the Rosetta Stone the last couple months? How did it go?
Oh, no. Hey, the good thing is he understands a little bit of Spanish, so it definitely helps.
That's
really?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, actually, you could talk to him more in Spanish than in English?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he understands Spanish pretty well.
Wow. That's really cool.
That's incredible.
And he's only 27. I mean, how's he looked?
You know, today was his first day. He threw a bullpen. He threw the ball really well. Really well. I mean, there's a guy who just got off the plane yesterday after a 15-hour flight. Got in late last night and threw a bullpen. It's funny. I'll tell you a funny story. We, you know, kind of wanted to ask him, you know, what is his routine like? You know, how many pitches he wants to throw in the bullpen? And he says, you know, I'll probably want to throw about 80 pitches. And I said, okay, well, today we're going to throw about 40. How's that?
That's funny. That's a good thing when you're having to
give me the ball, Skip.
Stamp him down a little bit, huh?
Yeah. You know, he pitched every 7 days here, so the five-day rotation is going to be a little strange for him. So, you know, we're going to I talked to Hickey. We brought him in today. We talked about his routine. So, you know, it may take him some time to get adjusted, but I love this guy. You know, I went to dinner with him over the winter. He's full of energy. He's an unbelievable kid. He's so excited to be here. I think today he was a little bit nervous. He mentioned that, you know, today he felt like he was a rookie to baseball. So I said, well, sometimes we all are rookies to baseball, so don't feel bad.
That's funny.
But he's a great kid, yeah.
Awesome.
It's great having you on the show. It's great that baseball is back via spring training, and hopefully we will see you soon, man. In just a few weeks.
Yeah, Jay. Get down here. Get out of that cold weather.
We're looking forward
to it. Right.
There's Nats manager Davey Martinez, kind enough to give us some time on Grant and Danny today right here on The Fan. Next on G&D, we could chew on some of what he just told us. There was a lot of content there on the Nationals. But also, I have an observation about the Commanders early this offseason that I think is just worth acknowledging and basking in a bit. We'll get to that next on The Fan. With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. If you missed any part of our interview with Nats manager Davey Martinez, he was excellent. You can grab that at thefandc.com. Here's my Commander's observation. We are currently in what I consider to be the chaos period of the offseason. And what I mean by that is, shortly after the Super Bowl, those first couple of weeks, coaches are being hired, right? You've got GMs that are being interviewed and leaving organizations, front office people being brought in, and extra sets of eyes where they're needed because somebody didn't do a great job. You've got quarterback rumors and innuendo, and the Jets aren't bringing Aaron Rodgers back, and this team might be trying to trade for Trevor Lawrence. And do you see what this press conference quote says about what the new head coach of the Saints, Kellen Moore, thinks about Derek Carr? He's non-committal. It's just the chaos. It's quarterbacks, coaches, executives mostly. This is when Washington has always been in the headlines, and it's kind of been fun.
Their time to shine.
To talk about the whoever the new coach is or the fired coordinator was or who they're going to be hiring to help in the front office, or in their case, more often than not, the quarterback stuff would start right now. Nobody's talking about them. They have been completely irrelevant during the chaos period for the first time that I can remember. And in fact, when they come up right now, Danny, the only thing people are saying is debating one side or the other of how aggressive they'll be and whether or not they think that Washington should or will push some chips in to actually go win big.
That's the essential part.
How far they've come, yeah, how fast, is just amazing, and I wanted to just smell the roses, yeah, today.
And on a day of roses, right? Valentine's Day. Thank you very much.
Well said.
The central theme here is the chaos is only people talking about them in a positive way, a.k.a. Bill Barnwell writes a piece. It makes great sense for them to trade for Myles Garrett because they're good and he's great. Oh, my God. This is not the a disastrous signing turned into a cascade effect for the Jets. More. It's not that. We're not doing that. We're not doing the disaster. We're not doing the, well, we got to move on from that guy. Well, we have to eat this amount of salary to move on from Carson Wentz or this quarterback that didn't work. Let's try that again. Let's trade this fifth rounder. Let's trade away Trent Williams because he's disgruntled. Every year around now, it's a gong show. There is no news about them at all. There is no actual news. There is hypotheticals. There is filling the void of our 24/7 news cycle where people like you and me and folks that write their columns and on the Worldwide Leader or other sports outlets are trying to say, hey, where might this player fit or who might this be in the draft? That's the only time they get mentioned. They are making no news. This is a non-newsy group, and it's delightful. When you are way towards the top of the mountain, which they are, they're much higher than a lot of these teams. Nothing guarantees you're going to get to stay there, of course. We know how hard it is. But when you've done that and you have the darling of the league and then, you know, one of the top executives in the sports, the envy of a lot of different cities, yeah, this is what happens. A calm, stable organization, the likes of which so many of us, I don't want to speak for you, but have just begged for. Results vary. Results fluctuate. You could do everything right and be the Ravens or the Bills and have no Super Bowls to show for it because you played at the same time as Pat Mahomes. There's a million things that can go wrong. All a reasonable fan can ask for is a healthy, smart, cohesive process. And you got it. You have it for the first time in 30-some years.
I think it's still just worth every now and then stopping and kind of breathing this new air in,
mm-hmm,
and saying, wow, they haven't been brought up during this period of all of the teams with turbulence, which is nice. Real quick on our interview with Davey Martinez, we covered a ton there.
Yeah.
Didn't ask about Josh Bell, who's back as the DH every day. Would have liked to have done that, but there was only so much time. Probably could have gotten deeper into the pitching staff as well, specifically the rotation. But of the things Davey said, what stood out most to me is they're rolling with Jacob Young in center.
Yep.
This is not going to be he'll play some and Dylan Cruz will play a bunch of center and they'll try to get another bat in the lineup, maybe in the corner. Now, this is Jacob Young being a plus defensive center fielder every single day, and then Wood and Cruz flanking him, which I love. What did you take out of the conversation?
The C.J. Abrams, we spoke on the offseason, and he's already there, and he's got his head on straight. Whereas the talent has never been the issue. That is not the question. Are you going to apply yourself? Are you going to do everything, not just for a week at spring training, not for a month? Can you be consistent, which means showing up every day, going through some mundane and the boring and all those different things that aren't sexy away from the cameras, away from your teammates sometimes? And it sounds like that demotion, that kind of come to Jesus moment that Luis Garcia had the year before, where they said put up or shut up, and he put up. If that happens, that's a star. Like, I don't think we're talking enough about that. Like, if CJ Abrams is correct and right, that is a star in this league.
Has a team ever made a decision that blew up in their face more than the Jets going down the Aaron Rodgers path? Let's get into that next on Grant and Danny on The Fan.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.